This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey from St. Philip Orthodox Church in Davie, Florida. Join us daily on the journey.
Welcome to the Daily Orthodox Scriptures 2020, and today 232 of our journey through the Bible. We are reading through the Scriptures in 1 year using the Orthodox Study Bible. I'm Father Alexis, and today is August 20. Our readings today will be from Job chapters 41 and 42, Psalm 45, Proverbs chapter 9, verses 12 through 15, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Today, we will be finishing the book of Job. God speaks to Job, but Job will still have one last opportunity to speak for himself. The suffering of Job has been compared to the suffering of Jesus. Satan brought suffering to him, but ultimately he is redeemed. This is why we read this book in the church during our services of Holy Week. As Job hears God speak out of the whirlwind, this is the first time he has experienced God in a way greater than simply intellectual. His knowledge of God is different than it was before. It becomes the knowledge of experience rather than simply facts or data. The fathers of the church tell us this is what we all should be aiming for, experiencing God, which happens in prayer and repentance. Let's begin.
Job chapters 41 and 42. Have you not seen him? Have you not wondered at what has been said of him? Do you not fear because I am prepared? Who then is able to stand against me? Who will stand against me and endure? Since everything under heaven is mine, I will not be silent because of him, though because of his power one shall pity his antagonist. Who will remove his outer coat? Who may enter within the fold of his breastplate? Who will open the doors of his face? With his terrible teeth all around, his entrails are as brazen plates, and the texture of his skin as Cimrite stone. One part clings to another, so no air comes between them. A man will be joined to his brother. They stick together and cannot be parted. His sneezings flash forth light, and his eyes are like the appearance of the morning star. Out of his mouth go burning lights. Sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke goes out of his nostrils, as from a boiling pot with fire of coals. His breath kindles coals, and a flame goes out of his mouth. Strength dwells in his neck, and destruction runs before him. The muscles of his body are joined together. They are firm on him and cannot be moved. His heart is as hard as stone, and it stands like an unyielding anvil. When he turns, he is a terror to the four-footed wild animals which leap upon the earth. Though the sword reaches him, it cannot avail, nor does spear or javelin. He regards iron as straw, and bronze as rotten wood. The arrow cannot wound him. The sling stone becomes like grass to him. Hammers are regarded as straw, and he laughs at the threat of javelins. His bed is like sharp skewers, and all the gold of the sea under him is like a great amount of clay. He makes the deep boil like a brazen pot, and he regards the sea like a pot of ointment. The lowest part of the deep is as a captive. He reckons the deep as his walking range. On earth there is nothing like him. Who was made to be mocked at him by my angels? He beholds every high thing. He is king over all that are in the waters. On earth there is nothing like him who was made to be mocked at by my angels. He beholds every high thing. He is king over all that are in the waters. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know you can do all things, and nothing is impossible for you. For who is he who hides counsel from you, who keeps back his words, and thinks to hide them from you? Who will tell me what I knew not, things too great and wonderful, which I did not know. But hear me, O Lord, that I also may speak. I will ask you, and please teach me. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore I depreciate myself, and I waste away. I regard myself as dust and ashes. So it was, after the Lord had spoken these words to Job, that the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "You have sinned, you and your two friends, for you have not spoken before me what is true, as my servant Job has. Now therefore take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 rams, go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will only accept him, but for his sake I would have destroyed you, because you have not spoken what is true regarding my servant Job." So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite went and did as the Lord commanded them, and he redeemed their sin for Job's sake. Then the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends, and he forgave their sin. But the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers and all his sisters heard about everything that happened to him, and they came to him. So did all who knew him from the first. They ate food and drank with him and comforted him, and they wondered at all the Lord brought upon him. Each one gave him a lamb and 4 drachms weight of uncoined gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he named the first Day, the second Casha, and the third Almathea's Horn. In all the land there were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. After this affliction, Job lived 170 years, and all the years he lived were 248, and Job saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days. It is written that he will rise with those whom the Lord resurrects. This man is described in the Syriac book as living in the land of Ocetus, on the borders of Edom and Arabia. Previously his name was Jobab. He took an Arabian wife and begot a son named Enon, but he himself was the son of his father Zari, one of the sons of Esau, and of his mother Bosorah. Thus he was the 5th son from Abraham. Now these were the kings who reigned in Edom, over which country he also ruled. First there was Balak the son of Beor, and the name of his city was Dinaba. But after Balak there was Jobab, who was called Job. After him there was Asam, who was ruler of the country of Teman. After him there was Adad the son of Barad, who destroyed Midian in the plain of Moab, and the name of his city was Gethaim. Now his friends who came to him were Eliphaz of the children of Esau, king of the Temanites, Bildad, ruler of the Shuhites, and Zophar, king of the Midianites. Psalm 45. God is our refuge and power, a help in afflictions that severely befall us. Therefore we will not fear when the earth is troubled, and when the mountains are removed into the hearts of the seas. Their waters roared and were troubled, the mountains were troubled by his might. The torrents of the river gladden the city of God. The Most High sanctified his tabernacle. God is in her midst, she shall not be shaken. God shall help her early in the morning. The nations were troubled, kingdoms fell. He uttered his voice, the earth shook. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our protector. Come behold the works of the Lord, the wonders he wrought on the earth. When he makes war cease to the ends of the earth, he will break the bow and shatter the weapon, and he will burn up the shields in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our protector. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 12 through 15. My son, if you become wise in yourself, you shall also be wise toward your neighbor. But if you prove to be evil, you alone will go through troubles. He who supports himself with lies will shepherd winds and chase flying birds. For he abandoned the ways of his own vineyard and strayed from paths of his own farming, and he will pass through a waterless desert, a land assigned to drought, and he gathers barrenness with his hands. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to see you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Paul makes a distinction between the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. And as we begin a new book today from the wisdom literature of the Bible, it's good to reflect on this. Learning and academic wisdom are two different things. Not everyone is capable of gaining academic knowledge, but we all are able to grow in godly wisdom. Paul wants his readers to be careful of falling into the traps set by false teachers because they know how to speak really well and sound really smart. He tells the people of Corinth, "My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. There's a wonderful story from the Desert Fathers I'd like to share. One day, Abba Arsenius consulted an old Egyptian monk about his own thoughts. Someone noticed this and said to him, "Abba Arsenius, how is it that you, with such a good Latin and Greek education, ask this peasant about your thoughts?" He replied, "I have indeed been taught Latin and Greek, but I do not know even the alphabet of this peasant." So godly wisdom and worldly intelligence are two different things. And I don't mean to say that worldly intelligence is a bad thing. It can be used for very good things, and it ought to be. It's a gift possessed by some, but not all people. But godly wisdom is meant for everyone, and all should desire it. Worldly wisdom without godly wisdom leaves a hole in your soul that is yearning to be filled with God's grace. It's important that we, like St. Paul and Abba Arsenius, pursue this godly wisdom throughout our life. I'm Father Alexis, and remember, Christ is in our midst.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures with Father Alexis Corey. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.